It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The two major party candidates for Iowa's open U.S. Senate seat debated last night at Simpson College in Indianola. The debate came a day after the first Des Moines Register Iowa poll of the general election. It shows Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley trailing his Republican opponent, State Senator Joni Ernst, by 6 points. Braley had the first opening statement and, after a quick introduction, says there are big differences between him and Ernst.
This election is about a clear choice between moving Iowa forward or following a radical Tea Party agenda that's going to take us backwards.
Ernst took a similar approach to an opening statement, a brief intro, and the differences as she sees them.
For the past 8 years, Congressman Braley has been there, voting with Nancy Pelosi. Higher taxes, bigger government, the Wall Street bailout, Obamacare. This is his Washington record.
Ernst played up her record in the National Guard and called out Braley for missing a large number of Veterans Affairs Committee hearings. They were asked about foreign policy, immigration, taxes, and the minimum wage. Braley says the most important thing for Iowa's next U.S. senator to do is to fight for the state's working-class families. And he says his opponent's stance on the minimum wage does not keep those families in mind.
She not only wants to not support raising the minimum wage, she wants to repeal the federal minimum wage, and she doesn't want to raise the state minimum wage. So that means that these Iowans are going to continue to be left out of this recovery.
But Ernst says what's right for Iowa's minimum wage is not necessarily right for California or New York.
I grew up working minimum wage jobs to put myself through college. I was the morning biscuit maker at Hardee's in Red Oak. So I understand and I believe that we need a minimum wage. I believe that and I support that. However, I believe that needs to be set by the states.
Moderators of last night's debate took questions from viewers. Des Moines TV anchor Kevin Cooney says many questions for Ernst were about what she believed about climate change. Ernst responded,
I don't know the science behind climate change. I can't say one way or another what is the direct impact from whether it's man-made or not. I've heard arguments from both sides, but I do believe in protecting our environment, but without the job-killing regulations that are coming out of the EPA.
Ernst says her opponent agrees with those regulations. Braley says Iowans want a strong agricultural economy.
If you don't accept that this is a real problem, which it sounds like Senator Ernst doesn't, many Iowa companies believe it strongly and think that if we don't do something, it will harm our economy.
And the comparisons continued. On the Affordable Care Act, Ernst says every Iowan deserves access to health care, but Obamacare is not the answer. She says it's increasing taxes and costing jobs. Braley says the ACA is not perfect and says it can be improved. But their most confrontational interaction of the night came when each accused the other of being beholden to special interests.
So remember, please, that you are running against me, not against any of these other groups. You're running against me.
I realize that, and President Obama's name is not on the ballot. And I'm not going to owe President Obama anything on Election Day. You're going to owe the Koch brothers everything.
I owe them.
Please continue.
Thank you. I owe nobody anything except for these Iowa people.
Drake political science professor Dennis Goldford was in the audience. He says neither candidate really won the debate.
Early on, Braley was very much on the defensive. He just gets buried by this charge of not being present for these various Veterans Affairs Committee hearings. On the other hand, State Senator Ernst still talks in a lot of platitudes and glittering generalities and never says a lot in substance of what she'd do.
Goldford says Braley's performance does give him a chance to right the ship, given the weekend's poll that showed Ernst in the lead. Braley and Ernst have two more scheduled debates. This is Iowa Public Radio.